Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
Wednesday, October 27th, 2010, coming up on the program today, Baby Chew Toy, plus Lesbian Fire Ant Dance, and another Penis Arts and Crafts Circumcision. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, yes! Everything's ungodly. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. To kick the program off today, I've got a morning dump post-enema edition. Ta-da! Yes, Mighty Unicorn emailed me. Apparently, he had to go to the doctor. The rectal doctor. Now, before the doctor starts sticking fingers and probes up Mighty Unicorn's ass, they want to make sure it's clean, so they gave him an enema. Take a listen to Mighty Unicorn and his mighty shit.
Okay, here we go. I have to go in for an exam at the colorectal guy.
Gay.
And they had me do an enema, so let's see what this enema sounds like.
Only gays get prostate exams. Getting screened for testicle cancer and shit. You want another man grabbing your junk? No! You just ignore it. It'll go away. I'd love to undo all of the hard work that's been done to educate men. Like, it's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed about, getting prostate exams and stuff. I say no. You do not do that unless you're a faggot. All right, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Let's continue on here with Mighty Unicorn's Mighty Shit.
At the colorectal guy. And they had me do an enema. So let's see what this enema sounds like. Let's see what happens. Okay, sitting down on the bowl. Oh, man. Okay, here we go.
Oh. 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 Now, one of the things that I love, and Mighty Unicorn mentioned this in his email, is that even though the shit is relatively short, it's only like 6 seconds long, there's a variety of types of shit involved. Take a listen.
Ooh.
It goes from very watery.
Ooh.
Then you can see that it starts to get a little more firm. You're hearing some plops. And then finally, that thing. That is. Oh, poor Mighty Unicorn.
I think that was the majority of it. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, man. Morning dump.
Now, Mighty Unicorn also sent me a ringtone of sorts. He says, hey, Tim, Mighty Unicorn here. I made a ringtone for you. It's two of my favorite wettest shits looped together. Quite a nice ringtone, if I do say so myself. So apparently he's been recording his shit for a while. Of course he has. He's a Distorted View listener. Good boy. All right, so here we go. This is just a very short Mighty Unicorn Shit Spectacular ringtone. If you guys want it, I can post it on the sideshow as an exclusive ringtone. I don't know why you would want this, but here we go.
Oh.
Oh. That's nice. Can you imagine hearing that in the bank or something? Getting a phone call. I love that he includes the...
Ooh.
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 He's shocked and amazed by his own shit. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Mighty Unicorn. Moving on now. Josh from the UK emailed me a link to some badly dubbed anime porn, also known as hentai or hente or something. Let's take a listen here.
No, I'm feeling embarrassed. That's so dirty. Don't.
It's not dirty.
Guy's just finger fucking her.
It's beautiful.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
You should be more
honest. No, don't do that. It feels so dirty.
Honest about the things you desire.
Oh. Honest to my desires?
Yeah, she has a real problem communicating about what she wants sexually.
Tell me how much you like your pussy.
No, I can't say something like that.
But look how wet it is.
You've got a point. Very juicy.
Your vagina is amazing. Look how tightly it's clenching.
My vagina. My vagina is...
Your pussy is...
Call it a cunt, for Christ's sakes. Let's get into this.
My pussy. My pussy is feeling it. I feel it in my pussy.
There.
My pussy. My pussy is feeling it. I feel it in my pussy.
It sounds like a song lyric. My pussy, my pussy.
My pussy. My pussy is feeling it. I feel it in my pussy.
There.
My pussy is feeling it. I feel it in my pussy. It sounds like a Black Eyed Peas song.
You finally said it.
Oh, yay! Oh, please, don't swirl around my vagina.
What?
Don't swirl around my vagina.
Okay.
I can stop if you want.
Please, no, don't stop. I'm loving
then
this.
Then tell me to play
I'm
with
really
your pussy
this.
And your clitoris.
Please, play with my pussy and my clit. Do it hard. Don't stop. I'm loving it.
Da 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 da.
You're so dirty, teasing.
Okay.
So good. Rub my clit more. Rub my clit in my pussy more.
Now she won't stop saying pussy.
I thought you didn't like it.
I love it. I love my clit. I love my pussy. I love them both.
All right, that's quite enough. You love yourself, you love your pussy, you love your clit, you love everything. Life is great, isn't it? Moving on, it's been a while, I think, since I've played some good gooning audio. Now, gooners are people who like to masturbate for long periods of time, like we're talking 8 hours, and they edge, which means they get close to coming, and then they pull back, and they want to hold off as long as possible. What's different about this gooning clip is that it's a duo. Two guys, you know, just buddies, baiting their big fucking penises together, which I think it's moving out of bait territory and moving more into sex territory.
Yeah.
Beautiful fucking penis.
Erect penis.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, body.
Yeah.
I think these guys are stoned.
Fuck yeah. Okay, beautiful dong, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. On your fucking yeah.
Yeah. Masturbating penis, bro.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Fuck yeah. Look at your boner, man.
Look at your boner, man.
Look at your boner, man.
It's filling up the sky.
Boner.
Yeah.
I see nothing but boner.
Dong. Yeah.
I kind of like having two gooners in the scene at once. It's, you know, twice the stupidity.
Dong needs sucked, buddy.
Aw, you're making it feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all about, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking penis pressure, bro.
That's what it's all about, the penis pleasure. I'm just going to skip around here because this goes on for a while.
Got some heavy tanks, bro.
Those tanks are full.
Low-hanging tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, buddy, I think you leaked all over my head, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looping up my penis.
Uh-huh.
All right, enough of that. Thank you, gooners. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive, so the only way you can hear it is by signing up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up. It's all done through PayPal, so it's super easy, super quick. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. This week I have a video cast for you as well, so be on the lookout for that. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes! Indeed, everyone knows that by now. The story comes from Jacksonville, Florida. Investigators are trying to figure out why a family's pit bull, described as a very loving dog, attacked a 3-year-old baby in Arlington Sunday night. You want to know why the pit bull attacked the 3-year-old? Because it was a fucking pit bull. That's what they do. I know owners of pit bulls are always talking about how sweet they really are, and they just have a bad rap, but it's always a pit bull. Always! Now listen, I'm an animal lover. I love dogs. I got two of those goddamn things running around the house pissing and shitting everywhere. But come on, pit bulls are just, they're powerful. Their jaws are like fucking steel traps, and once they clamp down on something like a delicious, moist, juicy baby, they're not gonna let go. Maybe it's true that they're like bred to fight or whatever, but there's something in their past, you know, like they were like, they can snap at any moment. I'm sorry, I don't really care for the pit bulls. I mean, sometimes they're cute and all, but whatever, I don't care for them. All right, police said that when they arrived at the home on Dickinson Road, in Arlington at 10:40 p.m., the baby was being transported to Shanda Jacksonville Medical Center, where the boy promptly died. Dun, 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 wah. The baby's father told Channel 4 News that he and his family were devastated by the loss of their son. He said the dog attacked the baby on the bed while the mother took a shower. "I don't know what happened," the father said. "My wife went to the restroom, and the dog got to the baby. We're not neglectful parents." Although you were neglecting your child and left it alone with a pit bull. The father said he and his family are grieving over their loss. The father, Mark Valentine, said that the dog never showed any signs of aggression towards anyone in the family. You've got a new baby. You're bringing something new into the house. Of course the dog is going to wonder what the fuck it is and possibly be protective and you know, take out the threat or whatever the pit bull thinks is going on. I don't know. The father said he raised the dog since the day it was born, and he said it was a very nice and loving dog who was never beaten. Valentine said the pit bull had gotten loose before in the past, but it was returned by neighbors with his tail still wagging. Officers with animal care who picked the dog up after the attack painted a much different picture, saying the pit bull was extremely aggressive with them. I want parents to know, don't think you'll be quick enough. It can happen in the blink of an eye, said Valentine. The young red pit bull was turned over to Jacksonville Animal Control, then euthanized at the request of the family. Also in that same news story, elsewhere in the county, deputies fatally shot a pit bull that charged them after attacking a 5-year-old boy. Authorities said the boy tried to climb a tree to get away, but the dog bit into his arm and tried to pull him down. So there you go. Two pit bull stories in one. Second story we have for you today just happens to come from our most fucked up state as well. Say it with me again.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
I said say it. Don't yell it. I have a headache. It took fire ants to break up a fight between two lesbians. Dirty cunt-licking lesbians. Dirty snatch-sucking dykes. Dirty... filthy, beaver-swallowing cunt divers. I don't know, I'm losing it. Yes, Kanisha Nicole Noel Altador. Could you have a few more fucking names in there? 20 of the 500 block of 14th North Street in Naples, or Naplaz, was arrested Monday in the 2200 block of Greenback Circle on suspicion of throwing her ex-girlfriend to the ground, hitting her in the face, choking her, and repeating, "I'm gonna kill you." Probably in a black dialect. Altador was... Altador was... She's black. Altador was babysitting her former girlfriend's children, and when she arrived home later than expected, Altador had been repeatedly calling and texting her, the report said. Their fight on the ground ceased when fire ants began attacking them, but Altador continued to hit the former girlfriend in the face and pull her hair, and ultimately, she bit her in the face. They were together for only 4 months, but according to the news story here, there had been multiple instances of violence during their relationship, the report said. So there you go, the short story there. And finally today, another short one. This one comes from Portland, Oregon. A 3-month-old child was taken to a hospital, in critical condition, after his mother attempted to circumcise him at home. Now, look, I understand raising a kid is not cheap, but... you can't cut corners everywhere. And when I say cut corners, I specifically mean your child's penis. I wouldn't even know how to circumcise a child with household instruments. Like, pliers would you use and scissors or something? I don't know. I mean, I guess I give this woman a little bit of credit for her DIY spirit, but Christ, lady. I mean, you don't want a child with a mangled cock. That'll haunt him for the rest of his life, you know? You want a professionally done circumcision. Something pretty. All right, Portland Police Sergeant Pete Simpson said officers arrived at a home at Northeast 127th Avenue at about 2 a.m. on Sunday, because that's the best time to perform circumcisions. 2 a.m. on Sunday, which means this bitch probably went out drinking, right? Came home as the bars were just getting ready to close, and that's when she got the great idea to circumcise her kid. I've been putting it off for too long! Yes. Police arrived to assist medics after a call of an injured child. Police said they learned the mother had attempted to perform a, quote, medical procedure on the infant. The child was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. No arrests have been made at this point. I've got a local news story here that was broadcast on the television, and anytime a penis is involved in a news story, I like to hear about it. Take a listen.
The call came from a home at Northeast 127th and Burnside in Portland.
I don't know if there's any new information or if it just goes over everything I said.
After paramedics got to the scene, they rushed this baby boy to the hospital. 911 dispatchers got the call just after 2 o'clock yesterday morning. The caller said she had just attempted to perform a medical procedure on her baby. He was bleeding and she needed help. When paramedics arrived, police say they discovered that the woman had tried to circumcise her 3-month-old baby boy. They transported the child to the hospital immediately. We went to that home today to get a comment about what happened, but the woman who answered the door would not give us an explanation.
Was there an at-home circumcision done here? I'm not answering your question to you. I mean...
Portland police officers say the baby entered the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive.
Right.
Child abuse detectives are working with state...
I want to know more about his penis. Like, was his penis... Does it look normal now? Were they able to give him a proper circumcision? That's what I care about. News stories never talk about the things that I'm interested in. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is the portion of the program where you can call in and speak to me directly.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania.
Yum, yum.
And I'm going to have a fantastic lunch today. You want to know what I'm having? Oh, I figured you would.
Yumness.
I'm having crazy crackers.
Oh.
Followed by drunken Negro face cookies. Oh, it should be exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Keep up the good work.
Not bad. Put a little bit of meowness on that.
Hey, it's me, Alex,
and
calling in. I know people hate whenever I call, but I just had a quick question for you. I know your memory is shit like mine, especially your long-term memory, but I'm just wondering, do you remember anything at all, or even when the entire shit went down between you and Godzilla, that dumbass furry who thought he was a fucking dragon? It's the fucking retard. Do you have no idea how, when the hell that whole thing took place?
God, that must have been, about a year ago?
The entire thing was hysterical, I thought.
Yeah.
Him bitching the fact that you actually poked fun of him, and he got all apeshit over the fact
that
you
he started producing YouTube videos talking about me.
I mean, the entire back and forth couple of days, honestly, was one of the best weeks you've ever had for me, because it was just... You have me laughing the entire time.
Aww.
You
might want to check out the Freakypedia. I haven't mentioned Freakypedia in a long time, but it really is a great resource for any Distorted View fan. And the people who have been updating articles and stuff on it, I can't thank you enough. But maybe just search for Godzilla and some show dates will pop up or something. I don't know. I know for a long time, I don't know if the freaks are still updating this, but they used to do new entries for every show. So if I talked about Godzilla, chances are it'll be on these the show notes or whatever on Freakypedia.net, FreakiPedia, right? Freakypedia.net. There's a link on DistortedView.com, of course. All right, next up. Caller?
Hey, Spider, this is Naughty Nipples calling. I'm just calling to give you mad props.
I'm Tim.
Well, I'm 47 years old, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say mad props. Maybe I'm too old.
It's frowned upon.
Anyway... Dude, that was incredible. You got guts, both for enacting your freaky fetish and also for filming it for us.
Yes.
And sharing with Timmy. Way to go. That being said, I think I'm a big giant pussy because I couldn't take more than about 30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
But,
some people really do get creeped out or grossed out or just, you know, squeegee over blood stuff.
But, hey, way to go to you and your girlfriend. Thanks for sharing that shit, dude.
Spider really did come through for us. Thank you very much, Spider.
Hey, Tim. It's Toned Up Juan. Or should I say Juan?
What, man?
I'm not the oldest listener. Whatever. Fuck it.
That all you got for me? All right, thank you. Next up.
Hey, Tim. It's Paul from St. Paul. I got
Hi,
two real quick things for you. First of all, I was visiting some political site on YouTube, something about turkeys or Turkish, young turkeys, something like that.
They actually
had a video of the woman who got her face chewed off by that chimpanzee. Remember that lady?
Yeah.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Remember her? You can see what the lady looks like, and it ain't a pretty sight. Her face
is
pretty much just a big knob.
That's what happens when you have a monkey as a pet. It's just like a fucking pit bull.
I saw a news report. You're not going to like this. I saw a news report that 70-year-old women were being artificially inseminated to become mothers. And I know this puts your mandatory euthanasia program at risk, so we may have to come up with a new term instead of MILF, something like, you know, mile. Mom, I'd like to euthanize. Anyway, that's all I got.
That's not bad.
That's a prune, brothers! I gotta take a shit so bad!
That's not what she sounded like. I gotta take a shit real bad! Yeah!
You do, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Marissa from
Hi,
New
Marissa.
York.
Hi, Marissa.
I'm calling because I just watched the, part of the
sweet,
the Blood Play video with
girl.
Spider and his girlfriend. Yes. And I don't have any negative comments to say, necessarily. I'm actually kind of happy because I now know that that's something that I never, ever want to try.
Yeah.
I... felt physically ill.
Yeah, you don't typically see blood play videos online, and so this was a real coup for us.
So thank you to Spider and his girlfriend.
I mean, I'm sure there are some blood play, you know, sites online, but none that I've run across.
Letting me know that I
haven't really
don't
looked.
Ever want to cut myself and have someone else lick it off or do the opposite to them.
Yeah.
That's all. Take it easy.
All right, I will take it easy. Like a Sunday morning.
Hey, Spider, my brother. Man, this is low-hanging thanks. You have my total respect, you know? I mean, that video was awesome. You know, shit, we live in a sad middle time, man. I look out across my damn street and see them soccer moms and all their kids running around in minivans and everything else. And
man, yeah.
It's all I can do to keep them going on the rampage. And then I think, man, I see stuff like that, and I think, hey, in the house right next door, there could be Spider doing his thing.
That's right. There are freaks all around.
You're that kind of shit. The only thing to keep me sane.
One of the great things about Distorted View, we can all come together.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Nard.
Nard!
You were asking earlier, the previous episode, what nationality I am. Filipino.
Filipino, okay.
Thus the strong Filipino accent.
Oh.
Anyway, I was watching Spider video, the blood play. Oh, my God. I couldn't make it. I just couldn't. I had to fast forward really far. I just can't take blood eating or...
eating.
But I just fast forward towards the word when DV was carved on this can.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, good job, sir. Just that I couldn't take it.
Yeah, a lot of people couldn't, but they're all calling in to, you know, voice their support for Spider.
Hey, Tim, it's Chris from the UK, Sideshow Man. Just listening to the show from the 14th. God, man, that is a fantastic show. You were on fire tonight. Burning cock even, pap smearing incest, superb, and then that fucking video from Spider. Well done, man. I mean, I'm not into blood play myself, but
of course not. No one is.
Hell, that was excellent video. Good on them, my chap. You need to give Spider a bloody Sideshow membership.
He is a member. He's a lifetime member. I mean, this is a real freak here. He bought a lifetime membership, then produced that fantastic video for us. If you want to check it out, again, you just have to sign up for the Sideshow, and you can watch Spider's blood play video. And finally, I'm going to give the last word to...
Hey, Tim. You know, religion is like a penis. It's fine to have one. It's fine to be proud of it. But please don't whip it out in public and start waving it around. And please don't try to shove it down our children's throats. Bye, Timmy Boo.
Okay. Did I do that or something? Was I sleepwalking or sleep-fucking a child or something? Don't accuse me of that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Got some heavy tanks, bro.
Spread the distortion. STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, tomorrow's program will be exclusive just for Sideshow members. So if you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. And I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Dildo.